Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks and Reese. I am John Marks. Not Mark, not Joe. John Marks and Mr. Ike Reese.
Johnny Marks. I'll let you, boy.
What's up, brother?
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yes, John. John. I got a.
What's up? Do we call him Daryl or?
Buddy. What's up, buddy? He said. What's up, buddy? And he said,
I couldn't go.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I couldn't go, Mr. Maury.
No, probably not. So I hear,
what's up, brother?
I hear a lot of conversation on the station, listening to the midday guys here this morning, and then on the way in, we had some conversation yesterday about it, and there was one caller in particular that called in very angry at me because I had said I don't particularly care about wins. With the Eagles in 2021. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I want to strip down the entire team and I'm looking to, you know, win one game, because the development of the young players on the team, I'm not going to say it's not important, because it is important. The problem is that the young players that you have on your team, like, there's not a whole heck of a lot of them. And you hope you're going to be drafting some talented players in the first round and the second round. You have some additional picks this year from the Carson Wentz trade. So, the most important thing for the Eagles and their roster this year is it's not necessarily wins, right? I'm not going to tell you that you go out and you're losing games intentionally. That's not what I'm saying at all. But how important is winning games in 2021? It's actually secondary to the development of the team's young players. Draft, develop, focus on building the team. If the team is better than you think, then, like, that's okay. I'm not telling you that winning games is like, no, don't win games. You have to lose as many games as possible. But the most important thing isn't winning games in 2021, Ike.
Yeah, I completely disagree. And I think the further along we get into the offseason, the stronger I feel about this. I understood earlier the idea of wanting to move on from certain guys and, you know, it's going to be a tough year, so strip everything down bare and be ready to compete in 2022. Well, that's just short-sighted thinking. And, you know, the further and further we get along and go along into the offseason, the stronger and stronger I feel that this doesn't have to be some sort of rebuild. We don't have to have low expectations. Like, why are we lowering our standards just to, I don't know, like, I don't know why we're lowering our standards. I'm going to need that explained to me today and the rest of this offseason. For those that think that way, I'm so surprised and shocked that John Ritchie, my former teammate and somebody who I have a ton of respect for, pertains to knowledge of this game and the mental approach you need to have to playing this game. The idea that winning shouldn't be the top of the priority list for this organization, it's just so many different branches that I can go off into as to why that's important. But I'll start with this being the number one thing. So we just fired a Super Bowl winning coach and just traded away a quarterback in the prime of his career after having the true first bad season of his career, and no one's going to answer for that? There is no master grand plan or scheme or trying to right this ship by actually putting results on the field? We're going to allow for less than mediocrity to be presented to us this year as a fan base? After having that happen, after everything that happened this past year, that didn't have to happen, but this is where we are. We're going to double down on that and say, you know what, Howie? Don't even worry about putting a team on the field that can actually win a football game. Don't worry about any expectations this year. You got a grandmaster plan as to what this is. I'm sitting here without a Super Bowl coach. I got a coach I've never even heard of as my head coach. I got to figure out what to do with the quarterback position and what he is. And you all don't want me to put talent around him so that I can adequately evaluate him as well as Jalen Reagor and the rest of these guys? You want me to put slop out there and not put the pressure on the organization to have to actually win football games so somebody can be held accountable for where we are right now? No, we want to double down and say, you know what? Don't even try. You don't have to try this year. We'll figure it out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
No way. No way possible. Listen, they have very limited resources as to how they can improve this team. I understand that. I'm not asking them to go out there and make some type of attempt to push all their chips to the middle of the table and try to win a Super Bowl. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying mortgage the future. I'm not saying give out more bad contracts. I'm not saying any of those things. What I'm saying is that you put the team in this situation, get us out of it. So you figure out a way. You figure out a way to put a team, an adequate team around Jalen Hurts and for Nick Sirianni to be a head coach along with his staff to have something they can actually work with. This isn't some trial and error. This is the NFL. It's not some small college where you can say, hey, this ain't Deion Sanders at Jackson State. Or you taking on anybody to come in who wants to play here. Those expectations here, you're coming off of a season 3 years after winning the Super Bowl where you go 4-11-1 and the Super Bowl winning head coach is gone and the quarterback who we tapped as our franchise quarterback is gone. And now I'm going to say, you know what? Don't even try to put a winning. Don't even try to. You don't even have to try to win games this year, guys. We'll come out. We'll support. We'll go through another year of this. No way. No way. No, it's Howie's job to put the best product out there on the field, whether that's by hook or crook, whether that's whatever it is. He needs to make sure that Jalen Hurts and that offense has a way to operate a functional offense. Nick Sirianni can incorporate his offense and what they want to do from a philosophy standpoint, and they can adequately do it. We're evaluating Jalen Hurts as to whether or not he's going to be our quarterback or we shouldn't take one with the sixth pick in this draft. Okay, well, then get all behind him and then give him the right support so that he can be at his best, so that he can be ready to win. This guy prides himself as a winning quarterback, a guy every time he steps on the field, he wants to win. Do you want to establish a winning culture or a losing culture? As much as I love Embiid and Simmons as players, they were infected by a losing culture for 5 years. You want to know why they can't win and get in the second round? You know why they can't do certain things? Because they were born into a culture where you didn't necessarily have to win. That's why it's taken them as long as it has to get to where we want them to be. We're going to start this off with the football team and our quarterback? No way. They don't get let off the hook. You don't get a free pass to say nothing matters this year. No, put a team out there that can actually compete. And we'll take the results as they come. But to say I'm going to throw the towel in before the season starts and have low expectations, man, come on. Nobody want to watch that type of football. Nobody wants to watch that type of football.
Well, you might be right, but that's the kind of football you're likely to get in 2021. And you should really prepare yourself for it because I don't think the Eagles are going to be very good. I don't think the Eagles should be restructuring contracts to try to do anything in free agency. If they need to restructure contracts to get under the salary cap, that's obviously what they need to do. But the most important thing is playing the young players, developing them, and seeing what you have. So then in 2022, and I know that you don't want to hear this, then in 2022, you have a better idea. Are you ready to add in free agency? What are you ready to add in free agency? What do we need to draft, right? Like, I get it. Like, no one wants to go down to the games and see a bad team. But sometimes you just have to realize you're going to have a bad team. This is a rebuild. This is not a retool. This is a rebuild. The Eagles have few young players on this team that are actually any good. Their best players are older players that aren't likely to be here in two
as
or three,
now.
4 years.
As of now.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. And hopefully next year, after this season, after 2021, we say, well, damn, we got a couple of really nice-looking young players. Let's add to it. But this isn't a year to have expectations of, no, we got to go out there and win as many games as we can.
That's, sure it is.
Well, not,
sure it is.
That's not my expectation.
It should be.
Nope.
And it should be this organization's expectation. And as a matter of fact, it is. It is. It is the organization's expectation to go out there and win as many games as they can. If you think this organization is about to put as less talent on the field as they possibly can to just save money, you're nuts. You're not paying attention to this organization. They may not make all the right moves. We all know that. But to say they aren't going to actually go out there and try to win football games, I've never seen that. And that ain't about to start happening this year when you're trying to establish a culture. You're trying to get Nick Sirianni off on the right foot. They, like, again, they have limited resources to make the team over. But they had better figure out a way to improve this team and put them in a position that they can at least compete. They can at least compete. And that means you don't get rid of guys who actually still have football left in them. A Brandon Graham, a Fletcher Cox, a Lane Johnson, a Brandon Brooks. Hopefully Jason Kelce comes back. I don't get rid of football players that have football still left in them just so that I can save money on the cap. Mm. I'm not doing that.
Mm. How important is winning games in 2021? Are you looking for a retool? Not a rebuild. Is that the main priority, winning games next year? 215-592-9494. I am very comfortable rebuilding. Like, very comfortable. I don't really care about winning football games next year, and you shouldn't either. Because winning football games, if that's your sole purpose next year,
yes,
you're taking away from the big picture and what's most important. The most important thing is building a true contender and a winner.
Yeah, it starts with next year.
Focus on the prize. Focus on trying to get back to the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. We open up the phone lines next. Get in right now. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Marks and Reese, we're back. I need to just pause for a minute to say this. So out our window, Ike, we're looking at 30th Street Station and the Schuylkill River. Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a bunch of construction that's going on the river. And so it's at this point, like, underneath is the Schuylkill, and then above that, the Schuylkill Expressway, and above that is it's like just a road that's taking you on to the Schuylkill, or it takes you to Market Street.
Yes.
There's a piece of wood that is in between the upper deck and the lower deck that says Fire Howie on it, written in orange.
Who did that?
I don't know, and I would have to imagine that I would have noticed it before, being that I just looked out there and I noticed it.
Yeah, Jack told me I didn't even notice it. I never really pay attention. Well, I actually do look out the window. Was that there yesterday?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was.
Okay.
Because I have to have my blinds shut because otherwise it's kind of glary. But I still look out there, and then when the sun shifts, I'm able to. We're going to take a picture of it. We'll put it up on our Twitter page, at MarksReeseWIP, and our Instagram page, where we always have dynamite content. At some point, someone spray painted that there. It's an orange spray paint on a piece of wood. And I obviously put it there because they knew that that's somewhere where we're looking, right? So we're looking out right now. I don't know if that's been seen before, but there you go.
Yeah.
Howie's not in people's good graces.
I mean, that's obvious. And this is a way he can get there. What do you think? Going out there next year and winning four games, going 4-13, 3-14 next year is going to put Howie in everybody's good graces?
But see, that's exactly my point. Is that the last thing that I want Howie Roseman to do is, and honestly, this is about Jeffrey Lurie too. If you're really trying to build it the right way, you can't focus on 2021 and try to win as many games as possible so it doesn't look that bad. You have to look at the current roster. You have to look at the draft picks they have and realize that it's probably not going to be good this year. They're probably not going to be very good this year. Like, you buckle up for maybe a 6 or 7-win team, and that's in a 17-game season.
Listen, that may ultimately turn out to be the case, but it shouldn't be because you didn't do anything this offseason to try to improve this team, or that's the type of expectation you're going into the season with.
Well, if you're trying to improve the team, I'm fine with that, but it also has to benefit the team down the road. Right?
It is.
Right? Like 2-3 years from now, it's like, okay, you made a signing that you're looking ahead into the future. You're not focused on trying to win as many games as possible in 2021. Like, winning games to me in 2021, like, that's not my focus, and that shouldn't be the Eagles' focus.
Sure it should.
And that's our
And it will be the players' focus. What do you think? If you tell the players, don't worry about winning this year, just go out there and play?
No, but it's like that in any sport, though. Like, when you're stripping down to try to rebuild, the players are trying to win as many games as possible. But and that's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
But the organization is building the team a certain way to where by putting what they have out on the field, they know the expectation and what the expectation should be. Right? Like the Eagles roster right now is not very good. Right? So the expectation shouldn't be, well, go out, get a couple players, improve the team, and let's go out. Maybe we can win 8-9 games. Like, no, that shouldn't be the focus at all. The focus should be developing the players you have and adding more talent, not signing free agents, not bringing in older players. I don't care about any of that, Ike. And
I
didn't
say anything. I didn't say anything about free agency, and I didn't say anything about bringing in older players. What I said is they need to do whatever they can to win as many games as they can win. How they go about doing it is, I mean, we'll find out. But my contention is that they need to go out there and try to win as many games as they can. Like, they aren't going to be bad enough to draft a quarterback next year. So if you're not going to draft a quarterback with the 6th overall pick this year, then you may as well go out there and try to win as many football games as you can. This is your core. This is your core. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, Jalen Reagor, Greg Ward, Hightower, all these young guys, Fogum, all these young guys, Goddard, this is your core.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and win as many football games as you can. You're not going to be bad enough to draft a quarterback next year. What do you do? Don't win football games? You don't know what Hurts looks like? Everybody wants a new quarterback. Now I got to spend extra draft capital to go get a quarterback next year.
Well, they might not be good enough to – or they might be bad enough to where they could be picking high enough to get a quarterback next year. It depends on what does Jalen Hurts look like. Right? I mean,
I don't know. And that's why they need a backup quarterback in here in case he actually can't play. They need a quarterback in here that can play.
Yeah, we just disagree on what we want out of 2021.
Well, I mean, of course we do.
Bringing in a backup to try to win games if Jalen Hurts can't play, like, that's the last thing that I want.
No, you
want
to just lose this year. You're okay with that. I'm not.
I am okay with some losses this year. That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you shop for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, buy from the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local. And their website is marks-jewelers.com. Let's take some phone calls here. And the question was rebuild or retool? And rebuild is the is getting most votes right now. But on the phones, people agree with Ike. Colton in Oxford. Colt, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening, fellas?
Colton.
What's up, Colton?
Listen, unfortunately, the Eagles just need to rebuild. And maybe this wasn't their plan heading into the offseason, but it's clearly where the organization is more likely headed. I mean, they had a head coach that won a Super Bowl and took them to the playoffs basically every year. I mean, if they wanted to retool, they had the pieces to retool already here. But they have a completely new coaching staff. The franchise quarterback got traded 4 picks. You only have one player that I would consider a big part of our future in Miles Sanders, and there's rumors of trading him. You're coming off a season where you won 4 games in the NFC East, and you have the number 6 pick in the draft, which we might draft a quarterback. Those are all signs that scream rebuild. But I want the Eagles to win. I'm an Eagles fan. But if we win 6 or 7 games next year and win the NFC East, what does that even mean? And that really could happen. 6 or 7 games might win the division. Don't get me wrong. If they make the playoffs, my face will be painted green and all that. I'll be cheering. But realistically, there are indeed dark, dark times ahead for our Birds. And we all should embrace the season for what it is. And let's evaluate some players.
Run the division. So let me ask you this. I mean, because nothing that you said you want to do should preclude you from winning. You should be able to evaluate players. And saying that you would rather lose what? I mean, you would rather win, what, 2 or 3 games is what you're saying as opposed to 6 or 7 games. That's what you're saying. You just said winning 6, 7 games and winning the NFC East, what does that do for you? I don't know. Jalen Hurts getting playoff experience. Jalen Hurts showing that he could man the ship of a team with low expectations and getting them to rise above expectations. Now, I would flip that question on you, Colton, if you were still here, and ask you, what does winning only 3 games do for you? Somebody please explain that to me.
Gives you a higher draft pick.
So what?
That's important.
No, it's not. What's important is that I got a quarterback that I can believe in, that I can begin to build around. There's plenty of teams that have high draft picks. That's not important to me. What, are you looking to draft another quarterback already?
Yeah, if you have 3 wins, you would be, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going in here wanting 3 wins. So that means you're going in here wanting to draft a quarterback.
No, I'm going in I'm not rooting for wins next year.
I know that.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm trying to figure out winning only 3 games, what does that do for me? Like, unless you're trying to draft a quarterback and you need to be a top 3 pick, what does winning only 3 games do for me?
It tells you more about your roster than you knew in the beginning of the year. Like, let's be realistic about what this roster is on offense.
Now, hold on. That's more beneficial than winning 7 games. And
what
and,
is that? What
hold
that
on.
Get
let
you?
Me explain. I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Want to lose games.
Mm-hmm.
So if I win 7 games next year, I would imagine Jalen Reagor had a good year. I would imagine Dallas Goedert had a good year. I would imagine Jalen Hurts had a decent year. I would imagine Miles Sanders had a decent year. These are all young players that I had questions about coming into this season, that if they play 17 games next year, you win 7 or 8 games next year. Well, guess what I don't have to worry about? I don't have to worry about the receiver, tight end who probably started 16 games and shown us that he can be a number one tight end. So I don't have to worry about those guys. But when you're losing every week and you're playing bad football, all you got is question marks everywhere. You get more questions answered by the more success you have out there. I'm not telling you that it's going to fill all 22 holes this season and you're not going to have a worry in the world. What I'm telling you is the better the team plays, the more productive they are, is the less questions that need to be answered after the season. A team that only wins 2-3 games, you want to get rid of everybody, including the coach. And we're starting over all over again. Maybe if I win 7 games, I feel good about Nick Sirianni at the end of the year. Got a good coach. Feel better about Nick Sirianni at the end of the year. Quarterback is looking good now. I got my quarterback possibly. I don't have to worry about a quarterback next year. Like, all those things are way more important than a draft pick that you don't even know if the player can actually play at this level and do anything.
Yes, I mean, 7 wins on a last-place schedule doesn't really tell you a whole heck of a lot. Maybe you have more information on Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders. Now you're going to have to give a new contract to Dallas Goedert. If he looks good, right? Like,
so if you get the 7 wins and Jalen Reagor has a 1,000-yard receiving season, that don't tell you anything?
It tells you that you have a find it wide receiver and you,
so in other
you
words,
have a good
the,
wide receiver.
The devil's in the detail how you got to the 7 wins.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So then you can't say it doesn't tell you anything. You don't know what the 7 wins
well,
are going to tell you.
You don't either.
No, but I'm telling you, winning 7 games, John, is hard to do. So winning 7 games, you got to have some guys playing good football to win 7 games in this league.
What I'm telling you is that I'm more looking at the big picture of the Philadelphia Eagles, which is building them the correct way, than worried about no, get as many wins. And
build them the correct way.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
What does it look like?
Yeah.
It means drafting young players and developing them, which they haven't done in a long time. That's what it means. Get instead of going out and spending big money on free agent signings, finding some better values to where guys are outperforming their contracts.
It's funny that you say going out and spending money on big free agents. They're not going to do that this year. They're over the salary cap. What do you think they're going to do with the $80 million they're going to have next year? Not spend any of it?
I wouldn't want them to go out and spend all the money in free agency before they're ready to win. No, I don't. I don't think they should go out and spend $80 million in free agency.
Okay.
Hasn't worked for them.
Well, actually, it did work for them.
Well, in 2017, they won the Super Bowl, sure, but a lot of them were free agents signing one-year contracts, and it's also what got you here. I don't think that's the right way to build a team, right? Well, you can try to do a mercenary year where you can go out and you can just spend, and try to win.
It worked for Tampa this year.
It worked for Tampa because you had a great roster, and Tom Brady
via free agency.
Godwin, Mike Evans. 2 tight ends, not Gronk.
Well, one of them came in free agency.
Their best running back that all year.
What?
Jones. What I'm saying is that was a team that was added to in free agency. That was not built via free agency. It was built via the draft.
I know that.
Okay, so that's what I'm looking for the Eagles to do is build the team via the draft, not via free agency.
No, all I'm saying is they're not going to do that this year.
Let's go to.
They're not going to build a team by free agency this year. They don't have any money to spend.
Let's go to Petey Pete. In Maryland. Petey Pete, how are you?
Man, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Yo!
Man?
What's up, Pete? I'm just trying to get a winning football team on
the
field.
Hey, listen, I'm with you 100%. Look, by the way, before I get started, man, can I get a non-alcoholic Ike juice, please?
Oh, we got those.
No.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
It's like a Red Bull? A Monster?
Yeah. No, Red Bull, cool. All right, that'll work. Look, man, you should always try to win. That is really... That's a crazy way of thinking because you play the game to win. We've heard that like a million times. So you should always try to win because you don't know what, like I said, you already know what you have.
You're a Sixer fan?
Am I a Sixer fan?
Yes.
Yeah, I like the Sixers.
How do you think that they built the team?
I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles right
now.
No,
you said sports.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. You got to play to win, man. You can't tank it in. You can't, like, well, you know, I'll, you know, we don't got to do as well this year because, you know.
He can do that, though.
Can you imagine this team? Can you imagine Nick? Can you imagine Nick Sirianni with a team that has no shot at winning every week?
I guess what I'm saying. I mean, think of the confidence that is built.
Yes.
If these guys start winning, not just your new coach, but you got new players, young players. If you start winning, man, you building character, you building all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never know what'll happen, but you can't. That's stunting their growth to me. You kind of like cutting their legs from under them. Man, you never stop winning. You always preach winning. You mm-hmm. always preach winning. You should always try to win because you don't.
Is that
know.
Just the NFL or is that, I mean, all, is that all sports?
And this, according to this situation that we're talking about right now, yes.
Okay.
Now, anything else? I'm not getting to that. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles in 2021 need to win. Bottom line,
they need
to win.
All right, PDP. Now, see, I don't need to win in 2021 because the team's not good enough to win in 2021. So I'm not going to work myself up in a frenzy saying that that's the most important thing. No,
only when the season starts. We'll react that way.
We'll react to play and coaching
and
things
like
that.
It's the most important thing in the world.
But the realistic expectation isn't about winning and losing. It's about development.
But we won't react that way when they lose. Is the point that I'm making.
I promise you I will.
You can't promise me that. So I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the majority of the fans.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about the majority of the fans. So, yeah, nobody's going to react as if we're watching the team develop and the games don't matter. I love hearing that in March. Oh, yeah, let's watch the guys grow, develop. October, you'll be saying, get that bum out of here. Yeah, he should know how to play by now.
You're not going to be watching the game like, great development on that play.
Yeah, I won't be doing that. Won't be doing that.
You can change your mindset.
Jack, where do you fall in this conversation?
Oh, listen. They could win three games next year, and I will be as happy as anyone. Like, honestly.
That's right. Because he's rooting for Carson.
I would rather Carson do well next year than the Eagles.
I forgot, sorry.
But ultimately, like, this team lacks top-end talent. Even if Goddard has a good year, Rager has a good year. Like, they need top-end talent. And with Howie's drafting record, I can't trust him to get it if they win seven games.
Dude, what are y'all talking about?
What?
Do you guys hear yourselves?
Yes, we do.
They need top-end talent.
They need that. They
do they not have two first-round draft picks next year, possibly?
Yes.
So they need why can't we get the highest possible draft
pick? So we need to lose more games so we can get more talent.
Like you go from you see Chase Young drafted 3 overall versus Barnett at 14. Like there's differences in where mm-hmm. you can draft.
Sure it is. I agree.
So why can't I want top-end talent?
And here's the thing. No, it's okay to want top-end talent. I'm just telling you, you don't have to get top-end talent at the top of the draft.
Howie probably does.
Whoa. You don't have to get top-end talent at the top of the draft. There's talent that fall to you all the time. That's top-end talent. That's what's great about the NFL. Second-round picks matter. It's not the NBA. Third-round picks actually matter in the NFL. So you can get talent. You guys act like you can't blow a pick from the top three spot. We just traded away the number 2 overall pick from 5 years ago.
Well, it's because we're Eagles fans. We haven't seen a lot of those draft picks.
Right. And I don't want to have to see a lot of them. This team can win through development and good coaching. You don't have to build a team up from losing like it's the NBA and having lottery picks.
Mm.
You have to be good at your job.
Let's go to Kyle in Doylestown. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you.
What's up, Kyle?
What's up, Blake? So, like, I got to agree with you 1,000%, and I'm nowhere near a professional athlete, but you can tell the athlete speaking behind it, obviously behind your passion and also your tone of voice. Winning is the only objection in Philadelphia, period. You want to bring up Philadelphia 76ers in the process? You can, but the difference between the NBA and the NFL is one player can make a substantial difference in the NBA. Mm-hmm. One player cannot make a substantial difference in the NFL. It's a team game.
Huh?
Ike, you are 1,000% correct. We need to go in and try to win. When's the last time the Eagles have had top-end talent? In 17, like, how was our roster rated preseason? 18, Doug said we had the best roster the Eagles have ever had, and we underachieved. Having this top-end talent means nothing. The reason we won the Super Bowl is because we had a team, we had a culture, and we had a locker room. Those guys fought for each other 1,000%, and that was it. We did have talent, but anyone in the NFL is talented enough to get there. Talent's there. Top-end talent.
And by the way, the guys they brought in were winners. LeGarrette Blount, Chris Long, Torrey Smith, they all won titles.
They all have won. They all know what winning looks like. They all did. I guarantee none of those players went into the season going, let's just lose some games and go out there and also chalk it up. Like, do you guys do that when you come on the radio? Just chalk it up because you're not having a good day? No. You give your best effort 1,000% of the time, every single time.
That's
no
right.
questions asked.
Love it, Kyle.
So, to go in to win. You have to go in to win this season.
Well, how much talent do you think the Eagles have right now, Kyle?
I think they have NFL-caliber talent.
No, but hang on. Let's do it 1 through 32 because I don't know the exact answer either. I'd say that they're definitely last third
of talent.
Under a totally
new coaching staff. So, we know, but the team just went 4-11.
Okay, so basically you mean to rank their talent?
No, I'm just saying, how much talent do you think they have is in relation to the rest of the NFL?
I think they're in the middle of the pack. I think they're right in the middle of the pack, and that's where we've been ever since the Eagles have been around.
All right.
You know what I mean? Because we've never had top-end talent. The only time we had top-end talent in a big, big, huge signing was when we signed T.O., and it was 1 year, and that's all
right.
we got.
But Kyle, that team also had a ton of talent. Before T.O. came, they just didn't have the most talented wide receivers. That team had a ton of talent.
Wait, when he's saying top end, he's meaning guys that weren't necessarily high draft picks.
Gotcha. I'm just talking about, like, when you're building the team and you look at your players and you say, okay, like, solid starter, above average starter, you know, pro bowler. Like, when I look at this team, their best players are older players.
We all know that.
Okay, so that's why, like he's saying that you come in and you try to win as many games as possible, and we can look at 17. We didn't think that anything was going to happen. This team's not making the playoffs next year. This team's going to be lucky to win 6 or 7 games. All right,
that's fine. I'll take that.
Okay, well then go out and win 6 or 7 games. But like, working myself up in the frenzy to where like that's the biggest thing is win games. Developing players. Nick Sirianni figuring this thing out.
I love because you keep saying working yourself up into a frenzy. It's March. When September comes, you'll be working yourself up into a frenzy over the results, not development.
I would disagree with you.
I'm just going by what the track record says.
No, I would disagree. I think in 1999, you realized Andy Reid's first year.
1999 was 30 years
ago. No, I know, but like the expectations of a team when they're coming off a bad year and they're young and they don't have a ton of talent is much different than in 2004. 215-592-9494.
And I would say 2021 is a much different time in the sports world than 1999. The expectations are a lot different.
And the 99 team probably had more talent than this team does right here.
And 99, we probably wouldn't have traded away a franchise quarterback and a Super Bowl winning coach after 3 years. Times have changed.
Well,
it's 2021.
True. All right, on the other side, we'll mix in some Phillies conversation because in less than a month is opening day, and every day leading up to opening day, Jack is going to throw us a burning Phillies question. What does he have in store for us today? You hear it next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.